Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hello, my friends. It is Monday, the 20th day of December, 2004. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We've got 2 hours left in the broadcast. I want to get into thought crime, and we'll take your calls on this subject. And I want to be clear on this. We have had him on as guests dozens of times. We've defended when members of the so-called left get arrested for Peace on Earth shirts at the mall that they bought there, or somebody's out protesting amongst hundreds of Bush supporters on a public sidewalk, and the police come and arrest someone who has a No Blood for Oil or Down with George Bush sign. It's horrible. But folks, they just get a few months in jail. With Christians, this started with Butch Reno, the Butcher of Waco, Jackboot Janet Reno. This started really with her, with these racketeering laws, where pro-life demonstrators, 100 feet away, sitting on the sidewalk. By the way, I have video of this, of them breaking Catholic priest arms, beating up Baptist preachers, spraying mace in women's faces with babies in their arms. I mean, brutal stuff, folks. They let the pro-abortion people stand around them, chanting and spitting on them. By the way, George Woolley has that video. I aired that years ago on my cable show locally, and I mean to get in touch with them, and I can't find it. I want to get that video again. It was a documentary made about how the ACLU doesn't help Christian conservatives. That was the basis of the hour-long film, but it's an hour of Christians being beaten and their arms broken, I mean with nunchucks, twisting the arm till it snaps to make you get up. And you've seen the environmental protesters having their eyes swabbed with mace, pepper spray. This is 100 times worse than that. And I'm against the famous video of the protesters having their eyes swabbed. But it's getting worse and worse. And in England and in France, they're passing laws. If you criticize homosexuals in any way, you are arrested. 2 years in prison in France, and it calculates out from the euro to $62,000. That was last week, passed a week ago in France. I've interviewed, again, BBC reporters that are arrested. And I'm going to repeat all this again with our guests, because, I mean, this is the picture. BBC reporter, the host of One Man and His Dog, went to a rural affairs meeting, gave a speech saying rural communities deserve the same rights as homosexuals and Muslims. And Scotland Yard came out and arrested him and said the word homosexual is derogatory. We're going to break here in a moment, and then we're going to have our guest on with us after this quick break. And Pennsylvania's passed laws like this. Other states have done it. And it's really scary, and the average American isn't aware of this. Christians face 47 years in prison for reading Bible, praying on street. And this is documented. You read Old Testament passages condemning homosexuality, you get arrested. And again, whether you agree with these statements or not, and I'm a Christian, I believe in the Bible, or whether you're an atheist, do you believe in the First Amendment? Do you believe in the First Amendment? Do you believe in these groups' rights to march? Do you believe in the other groups' rights to protest? So we're going to break, and we'll come back and talk to an American hero who is facing, ladies and gentlemen, who is facing years in prison. You do not want to miss this interview that's coming up. And it's so sad, this interview with Michael Markavich, a Repent America, who's facing up to 47 years in jail for protesting at OutFest. And all the left out there listening, you know, we defend your free speech. You should defend Mr. Markavich's and all the others that are facing 47 years in prison speech. We'll be right back on the other side, InfoWars.com. Don't forget PrisonPlanet.tv. Stay with us.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911 The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
This broadcast is not about left or right, my friends. I look at issues according to freedom, human liberty, and dignity. And regardless of what party you have in office, we're just losing more and more of those basic rights. Now, again, before the break, I know a lot of stations carry the news. I went over the fact that BBC reporters that criticize, even use the word homosexual, are arrested. That word is illegal in England now if it's not used properly. In France, $60,000+ fines, years in prison. Pennsylvania, a couple years ago, passed a law where preachers, if they read Old Testament passages, can be held accountable for creating the root of a hate crime. Quote, even if someone doesn't follow what they said and do something violent, still, just saying it's a crime. This is thought crime. And, again, they're arresting pro-life demonstrators, anti-war demonstrators. All over, people are losing their freedoms. We're becoming what you'd call communist China. And a lot of conservatives laugh when the liberals get arrested. A lot of liberals laugh when conservatives get arrested. We better get together on the First Amendment. And we better do it now. Headline, Christians face 47 years in prison for reading Bible, praying on street. And it says, after a federal appeals court denied emergency appeal to stop proposition, the prosecution of 11 Christians, Philadelphia Municipal Court Judge William Austin Meehan ordered four of the Christians to stand trial on three felony, criminal conspiracy, ethnic intimidation, and riot, and five misdemeanor charges. If convicted, they could face up to 47 years in prison. The Christians were arrested on October 10th for praying, singing, and reading scripture. during an annual gay pride event known as Outfest in Philadelphia. And, folks, I have mainstream news articles where people get up for the three-minute speeches at city councils and read out of the Bible and are arrested. I mean, this is happening all over the country. And to give us details of this is one of the people who's facing 47 years in prison and massive fines, and that's Michael Markavich, the head of Repent America. Michael, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Alex.
Just tell us about your organization, the website, and blow by blow, you've got the floor. What happened that day?
Absolutely. Repent America, we're an evangelistic organization based in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and we're here to go out into the public square and proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. And this on October 10th was happened to be a homosexual organization that established this yearly event called Outfest, where thousands upon thousands of homosexuals gather in the city of Philadelphia to celebrate their sin. So what we did as Christians went there to evangelize, and as we were at this event, we were met with great opposition by a group, a militant mob of homosexuals called the Pink Angels, and they held big placards about 10 feet in the air and encircled us and followed us around the event, blowing ear-piercing whistles. And the police at first did break a barricade that they put there, and we're simply coming in there, and we were singing Blessed Be the Name of the Lord as a cross-dresser was dancing on the stage, and we had went to where the police said we can go. They said that we can go anywhere we want, public sidewalk, public street. So we decided we would just go across the street. We didn't want to be too close to the stage. It was loud. But everywhere we went, we were met by this opposition, and the police did nothing to stop the obstruction. Instead, what they did is they got us to a specific area and brought in the paddy wagons and arrested 11 of us, ages 17 to 72, and took us to the state, a holding cell, and then to jail eventually, and we spent 21 hours in prison.
By the way, even the mainstream media admits that you guys didn't touch anybody, didn't do anything, and I've been at Million Mom marches where in front of the police they hit me on the head with signs, cussed at me. One time they did arrest a Million Marcher. She jumped the curb with her car, drove it up over the curb, was honking. John Statmiller was standing right next to me. This is all on video, by the way. I've aired this on TV. Why haven't I put this in a film? She jumps the curb, starts honking her horn, and the police did come over and arrest her for that, threatening to run me over with a car. But, these groups get very, very aggressive but never seem to get in trouble.
It is remarkable. And in Philadelphia, they have a special unit. It's called the Civil Affairs Unit, and they're supposed to specifically deal with civil rights. So we would expect them, obviously, to know the law and know that we have every right, as they had said when we first arrived, to go anywhere we wanted because it's public streets and public sidewalks. But you're right, they don't address the actual people who are committing crime, who are disorderly, who are obstructing, who are impeding people's way. And it's certainly remarkable as to how they handle this whole entire situation. Well, it turns out that we get charged under Pennsylvania's hate crime law, which is called ethnic intimidation, meaning that if we intimidate someone, and obviously there's a prerequisite at this time in Pennsylvania, you have to commit a different type of an act, and they have on us reckless endangerment of another person, which is what they have to actually have some type of other charge prior to charging us with the ethnic intimidation charge. I don't even know if that one qualifies, but I'm mentioning that is because they did charge us with that ethnic intimidation, which is a felony of the second degree. And they charged us with criminal conspiracy, riot, and the charges go on.
So now what someone does sexually is ethnic, is a race.
Yeah, it's quite interesting. They throw it in there with race, color, religion, and then they just throw this based on who you have sex with. That's the new protected class of people.
And so, listen, I've been sent emails by major news organizations when I criticized Arnold Schwarzenegger for wanting to run for president and his policies. I got an email back from a news director going, I'm going to report you to the FBI. By criticizing Arnold, you may incite something. This may be the root of a hate crime. So everything we ever heard about how they're going to use this for thought crime is now happening. So when they came up and arrested you, what did they tell you?
Well, I had asked specifically as the director and trying to cooperate with the police as best as possible, although, you know, they were kind of interfering with our evangelistic ministry by following us around as well. They didn't give us any space and obviously didn't deal with the people who are actually blocking and impeding our way and obstructing us. They didn't tell us anything. They just said, you're all under arrest. And they had the paddy wagons come to this specific area and pick us up and take us away. And what's remarkable about this whole thing is we had video footage from the very beginning of when we entered this event to the very end. There was an independent film company that was with us doing a documentary on our ministry. I was wired. All the conversations between myself and the police are on tape. And this was showed in the courtroom in front of Judge Meehan. And simply because Judge Meehan did not see the other people on the videotape, because that's when he dismissed the charges against all the women and two of the men, every time he would see someone on the tape, he would turn to the defense table and see if that person is there and make a note. So once that was all done in the courtroom, he decided that there's enough basis for us to go to trial, and myself included, on three felonies and five misdemeanors. It is absolutely astounding to think that the judge had enough evidence to have the trial.
Now, what are they claiming is the enacting offense to then use the hate crime law?
Yes, there is a prerequisite to enact that ethnic intimidation. Now, the other three people...
But what are they claiming you did to trigger that?
Well, that's the thing, is they didn't. They put their one witness on the stand, the Commonwealth, put their one witness on the stand, and we asked him, well, in cross-examination, well, what exactly did they do that was ethnically intimidating? What did they exactly do that was a riot? What did they? And our attorney went through each of those charges, and he could not point out anything.
Now, who was the state's witness?
The Chief Inspector James Tiano. He's the head of the Civil Affairs Unit in Philadelphia.
So perfect. They've got the police there as the witness. No one's been harmed. They can't even get one of these of the other demonstration to sign stuff against you. So they have a cop come out and do it. I mean, folks, listen. Do you hear what you're listening to? They didn't do anything. They didn't touch anybody. They sang hymns, and they're facing 47 years in prison. I'm just speechless. So what came next?
Well, let me just say this. If people still don't believe what I'm saying, they could view the entire video footage of what happened at our website, which is repentamerica.com. It's www.repentamerica.com. And I think it was definitely God's providence that we had an actual film crew taping this whole thing from two different camera angles and having audio of this whole situation. But now we do face trial because the judge thought that the words we were using, such as repent, are fighting words. And that was the Commonwealth's argument. And in the closing argument by the Commonwealth, this prosecutor went into a fit of rage, declaring us as hateful and disgusting people and deserving to be charged with all these crimes. So it is absolutely astounding.
So he's actually engaging in hate crimes in the courtroom.
Well, exactly. You know, when you think about this ethnic intimidation, it does cover religion. So,
well, folks, we always heard it was going to be, if you go shoot a black person in hateful, racist rage, you get a greater charge. And we said, wait a minute, killing somebody's hateful to begin with, whether it's a black guy killing a black guy or a white guy killing a white guy or a white woman killing a black guy, whatever, it's the same thing. They said, oh, no, this is just for, you know, crimes that, you know, actually take place. But see, now it's, oh, you hurt people's feelings, you're facing 47 years in prison. Folks, this is actually happening in America. When we get back, sir, I want to talk more about your website, your organization, and this is going to trial, and what this means for this country. And by the way, what's going to happen, Democrats, when you go protest Republicans and the court says, oh, what you said was hateful, you're going to have to spend 47 years in prison now. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant supergerms to the possibility of a flu epidemic due to a vaccine shortage. If we can't rely on traditional medicines, what are you going to do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and be at least 2 to 300% more effective than any other silver product. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, ear, eye, and respiratory infections. It's powerful enough to kill the deadly staph infection, yet completely safe for everyday use by children, adults, and pets. Call International Health for your free audio information package at 1-800-974-1879. We're so sure it works, we guarantee it. That's 1-800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello folks, Alex Jones here introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are recleanable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
A HealthyLifeChoice.com now offers Dr. Sid Sanford's latest homeopathic complex formulations. Virility for men and Venus for women can increase stamina and sensitivity. Helps men with erectile dysfunction and lubrication for women. Enhances your immune system, helps gain muscle mass and much more. Reverses the effects of aging, improves your sex life, lose wrinkles naturally, no more cellulite, improves your vision and memory retention. AHealthyLifeChoice.com, 866-318-4578. Our many formulations rejuvenate HGH and athletic factor. For men and women can increase energy and build muscle mass while losing fat. Stressed? Anxiety-ridden? Eliminate stress and anxiety naturally by day while promoting sleep at night. Help your body heal itself with our complex formulations. AHealthyLifeChoice.com, 866-318-4578. 866-318-4578. The choice is yours.
I'm actually somewhat speechless here, which you know is very rare. In America, they admit that this group of Christians did absolutely nothing wrong. In the classical sense, they didn't touch anybody, they didn't do anything, they went out on a sidewalk and preached the gospel. And that's their First Amendment right. And now they've been hauled into court, and they're facing 47 years in prison. And all over America, stuff like this is happening. This is really going on. And where are the Christian conservative leaders coming out of the woodwork criticizing this? Where is George Bush? Nowhere, people. Going back to Michael Markavich of Repent America. Michael, so continuing with now the process and some of the other things the judge and the prosecution are up to.
Well, when we initially were arrested and taken to jail, we had no idea what we were being charged with. In fact, we were told by someone in the jail that they were just charging us with disorderly conduct and some other charge. In fact, I had one man in the prison take me out of the cell up to an office. And in the office, he looked at this and he said he could not believe it. It's terrible what happened. And he was the one who was an investigator assigned to the case. And he said he's ashamed to even have his signature on this. And he actually encouraged that we would actually win this in the end.
Well, can't you call that officer as a witness?
That's a good question. That was something that I'd have to ask the attorneys to see what the strategy
is. No, you can. You've got arresting officers or officers over arresting officers saying they thought it was fraudulent.
Well, we're going to have to do something because 47 years in jail is not something I feel up to right now.
Have you heard the stories of people that read the Bible in their three-minute speech at city councils and are arrested?
Oh, yes.
I mean, this is happening all over.
Oh, yes. It's dangerous. And this whole idea of hate crime, I don't know of a love crime. You know, as you were mentioning earlier, you know, it doesn't matter if it's a black man shooting a white man or a white man shooting a black man. There's no love in any of that. Nor is there in any of these other things. So these hate laws are absolutely outrageous, and it's coming to America.
And here's the caveat. We always told people this is what it was for because the social engineers said they were going to do this with these laws, and now they're doing it.
That's right.
So the worst case scenarios are now being used.
Yes, it is. And what's remarkable about this is that the office, the prosecution in Philadelphia, Lynn Abraham's office, who's ordering our aggressive prosecution, is fully behind this. She could at any point obviously decide not to further this anymore, but she has decided to prosecute us to the fullest extent of the law.
And to set a precedent.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Have you had any of the big establishment Christian groups come to your aid?
We have not had anything other than some news stories that have been done. Dr. Dobson did in the Family News and Focus, one of the news stories, and then Dr. Kennedy in Reclaiming America did a story on this. But other than that, there hasn't been much of anything else said. And I don't know what the reason is, but we hopefully can see whether it just us going to a trial may awake some people. Probably not, but hopefully something's going to happen. But
well, imagine yourself and 10 others going into prison for decades, and when people say, why are you here? Well, I went to a protest and stood there.
Right.
I mean, look, I see articles like this every week out of communist China.
Hmm.
I mean, this isn't America.
The initial reason he said that he had arrested us was for safety. And the chief inspector, James Piano of Civil Affairs in Philadelphia, had nothing, according to his testimony, that he's not the one that actually charged us with these things. It was the DA's office.
Well, let me tell you something. I've interviewed Army veterans who, you know, one guy's a doctor, who complained too much to the VA, and Homeland Security was in the Quad City Times in Iowa saying he threatened no one, but complaining too much is illegal, and so they've charged him, and he's facing prison.
Remarkable.
It's the new freedom, sir. Will you stay with us and come back and take some calls?
Absolutely.
Okay, you want to talk to Michael Markavich? Political prisoner, political dissident, thought criminal extraordinaire, 1-800-259-9231. They're going to use this across the board on environmentalist activists, you name it. They'll be back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'd like to welcome Alan Glasser, a pharmacist from Mark's Plaza Pharmacy in Vancouver, Canada. Hi, Alan. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Marvin.
Now, I understand that prescription drugs are far less expensive in Canada. Is that true?
Yes, Marvin, it's true. You can save 40% or more off the regular U.S. price.
What about drugs like Premarin and Lipitor? They're very common.
Those common drugs, you can save 50% off the regular U.S. price.
Now, what about Tamoxifen? I understand you can save 70% on Tamoxifen.
Tamoxifen, you can see a 75% savings against the regular U.S. price.
Now, are these brand name products made by the same companies?
Yes, the same multinational U.S. corporation makes them in Canada and the U.S.
So to save money on prescription drugs in Canada, call the toll-free number for your information package.
To find out more, call toll-free 1-800-840-0686. That's 1-800-840-0686. Or go on the web at www.canshipdrugs.com.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here, and I've got a gripe. Recently, construction in my area has doubled my commute time. I'm spending up to 4 hours in stop-and-go rush hour traffic every day. The worst part is there's no good talk radio to listen to. But that doesn't matter to me anymore, thanks to the good people at Freeway Radio. I've got the Sony shortwave car stereo from Freeway Radio, and now I look forward to getting comfortable in my car and hearing the real scoop on the day's news. It's not just a shortwave radio, though. You can also get AM and FM, listen to cassette, and control your CD changer. Call Freeway Radio today, toll-free, 866-404-3600. That's 1-866-404-3600. Get your own Sony shortwave car stereo today for only $189. Install it in the boat, the RV, or your car. The good news for us is that you'll have GCN programming and crystal clear radio wherever you go. Don't get me wrong, I'd still rather be golfing than sitting in traffic, but Freeway Radio has eased my commute immensely. Call them today at 1-866-404-3600 and let them do the same for you.
I have aired this video locally in Austin. Good old George Woolley gave it to me years ago, and it's a documentary predominantly about how the ACLU will not help Christians when their rights are violated. And it shows people having their arms broken by nunchucks by police for not getting up off the sidewalk, women with babies in their arms being sprayed with mace, just brutal stuff. And now that's happening to anti-war activists and to others. I mean, it's just all across the board, our rights are being violated. And imagine being part of Repent America, going out and protesting on the street corner. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I've gone out and protested groups I don't agree with. I've gone out and bullhorned them. The Million Mom March and environmental groups that are grabbing people's land, and I protested Governor Bush for his policies. Imagine being arrested, and not just being arrested for disorderly conduct, that's the oldest trick in the book for doing nothing, but being charged with felonies, even when you have videotape that you did nothing wrong, and the police is saying, well, the prosecutor is saying, well, you could have incited something. What you were saying was bad. The word repent is fighting words. So I guess if I go out to a demonstration and bullhorn, what you're doing is wrong, regardless of what issue it is, I guess if it could cause somebody to be violent in someone's mind, nothing even happens. You're preemptively taken to jail. We're about to go to calls for Michael Markavich. Michael, tell folks about your website.
Well, we have on our website the video concerning this particular situation, and the website's repentamerica.com, www.repentamerica.com. And we would encourage people to take a look at this video, and you tell us if you see any crime of criminal conspiracy, possessions of instrument of crime, reckless endangerment of another person, ethnic intimidation, riot, failure to disperse, disorderly conduct, obstructing a highway. This is what we were charged with. This is what we faced 47 years in jail for doing nothing more than exercising a First Amendment.
And right. The police, when they they tell you, go to that designated area, go to this designated area, then they load you in a paddy wagon and say, oh, it's disorderly conduct, and then you get to jail and they start just slapping every charge in the book on you.
Well, they're just hoping that something's going to stick, probably.
But by the way, I had an American Spectator writer on, far from liberal, who was arrested at the RNC, and I was there. I saw the protest that he was in that was being, a mass arrest. I was smart enough to stand back a few hundred yards and later learn that he had been in the protest that I videotaped. And you have an authorized permanent protest at Ground Zero across the street, and the police just surrounded it and arrested about 200 of the several thousand people that were there, one of them an American Spectator writer. And then the police, a cop he'd never even seen who admitted he wasn't even there, filled out the arrest form while he was in jail for a whole bunch of stuff that would have been years in jail, and later they had to drop it and admit it wasn't true. But, I mean, cops just randomly filling out arrest sheets on people at downtown booking. I mean, this is how industrialized and how commonplace false charges have gotten.
Alex, let me say this. This may not be surprising to you, but I was at the RNC across the street with a sign and was arrested and spent 32 hours in jail, and my charges were just dismissed because the prosecution in New York didn't have the time to move forward with the case.
Okay, well, let's go over that, because I was there from Saturday to Friday for the entire event, and I was threatened three times a day on average. We've actually counted it up, and it's in the new film that I'm making. And they would run over. I mean, it didn't matter if I was in a city park interviewing a little old lady. Police would run over, start screaming, cussing, threatening to arrest us. And the reason I mentioned the American Spectator was it was AP reporters, liberals, conservatives, 12-year-old children coming home from summer school, German tourists. It was just random craziness. You were in New York. What happened to you?
Well, I was across the street from Madison Square Garden with one other person. There was no one else there. We were on a public sidewalk that people were walking hundreds upon hundreds up and down the sidewalk.
Yeah, the whole area was blocked off around MSG.
Right. Well, at one point, the sidewalk on the Pennsylvania Hotel side was open, and there was free traffic there. Not traffic where, cars
Yeah, pedestrian traffic, yeah.
Pedestrian traffic, and we stood there with our sign. And they came over and said, you can't do this. And I asked what law we're violating, and they told us to move down. We moved down to the corner, and I said, okay, we'll go where you say, but, what law is this we're violating? And they said, okay, you're under arrest.
So I noticed that just for even, by the way, I noticed that if you look them in the eye, the screaming would begin. I mean, even this is like China or Russia. Just show, it's like Arnold said in his speech, we were afraid to look them in the eyes in Austria, but America isn't that way. And right outside while he's giving his speech, that very thing is happening. Man, I tell you. And so they said, that's it, you're arrested.
Exactly. And
where did they take you?
They took us to the, down by the Hudson.
And they you were in Pier 57. Tell us about it.
Well,
I was outside videotaping.
Well, too bad you couldn't join us, Alex. We were in there, and it was amazing. They had these cages that were set up well in advance, cages that were, hundreds and hundreds of people.
Yeah, we have photos of it, 20-foot-tall cyclone fences with barbed wire on top with a porta-potty there right in the middle.
Yes. And
I'll shut up. You were actually in there. Tell us all about it.
Well, when I was in this thing, I couldn't believe it. I'm looking around, and it looked like, I'd never been in a concentration camp, but it sure looked close enough. And there was a lot of, obviously, people who were there were sick from fumes that were still left over. And
that's right. They would also run the buses in there while you were in there.
Oh, yeah. They'd run the buses in. they transport us. When we were transported out of that facility, we were in this bus, I don't know how long, waiting maybe about an hour before the bus ever took off. It was hot. I couldn't believe this was happening, and clearly they were just casting nets over anyone. And I was handcuffed to militant homosexuals, to anti-war protesters, to all kinds. And we were all there, and we could at least agree on one thing, and that is it was absolutely outrageous what the city of New York was doing. And certainly,
well, the American Spectator writer was assaulted by these lunatics. So now again, then we interviewed people who would go, I don't know what was wrong. I'd throw something at the cops, and they'd come by and tell me I could go free, and then they'd arrest all these innocent people. Duh, I don't get it. They were told to just go after everybody. And again, folks, imagine. I mean, I'd be at Central Park. I'd be in a little park in Wall Street. I'd be anywhere doing an interview, and they'd run over and start screaming. And I had congressional press passes to the floor. I mean, I could walk up to within 15 feet of George Bush if I wanted to, but it didn't matter. If I had the most powerful press passes you could have, it did not matter. It was, and I was dressed conservatively. I looked very conservative. And so my point is, it was just everybody was under attack by this.
There were people coming out of restaurants who were arrested.
No, I know. I saw that.
And people just, elderly women were in this concentration camp down on the Hudson. I couldn't believe what I saw. You know, it was something to witness.
So October, you're getting charged with all these thought crimes in Philadelphia. And then now in September, you're getting arrested by Madison Square Garden in amongst giant protest for having a, what does your sign say?
We had a pro-life witness there. We were, you know, there with the pro-life witness to the convention and to, you know, to the people that were in.
Well, you can't have a pro-life sign at an RNC, buddy.
Well, not these days.
Man, this is out of control. Well, see what a small world it is, folks? Anything else people should know about the camp?
Well, I was in this one cell, the whole, in this cage, if you will, for hours and hours. So that's the most I saw of it. But I know there were people in a section of this that ended up being ill because of oil on the floor, and they were all dirty. And I had to spend some time in central booking with these individuals, and I couldn't believe some of the things they were saying about the cage they were in, which was down at the end of the hallway. But be that as it may, I will never forget that experience.
Well, I talked to everybody. I mean, just probably 50 people that were inside there, and they said they'd drive a bus in, just park it and run it, and everybody was getting sick, and there was oil all over the floor, and people come out with just oil and huge rashes all over them, and then I'd be across the street videotaping, and police with big TV camera, and they just run over and start screaming, I'm talking here, Mac, don't you interrupt me! And I'd be like, well, and finally I just started standing up to him. I said, look, you go ahead and arrest me if you need to, but I'm going to sue you personally. And finally that would make them leave me alone. I found, like, trying to follow their orders, because I watched people on my left, on my right, who were nice to them, and they would just grab them and slam them down and go, that's right, Mac, take it! And I was just like, man, these cops are like demon-possessed or something.
Well, it was so bad. And at the NYC, at the RNC, that was probably one of the worst examples I saw of them clamping down on peaceful protesters.
Well, it's almost like back at the headquarters, like the head cop gets up and goes, crush them, drive them into submission, let them know we rule them. I mean, we didn't see them say that, but that's how the police were behaving.
Oh, yeah. So we have audio tape, too, of this. I had a tape recorder, and I said, okay, officer, we're going to go where you stay, but tell me what law I'd be violating, you know, if we stay here. That's all I want. And I said, and that was it. And then we were under arrest. So it was unexpected, but I tell you, it's some of the most disgusting thing I've ever seen in the sense of them dealing with people who are peaceful. You know, even the anti-war, I mean, there were probably people that got out of control, but at the same time, they knew in advance. They had that concentration camp down on the Hudson already prepared well in advance.
By the way, did you know here in Austin, Texas, they set one of these up in 99. It's still just sitting there. Same barbed wire fences inside, porta-potties, all of it.
Mm.
It's all part of the new freedom. Every major city has at least one or two of these facilities for your freedom. Let's take some calls. Again, you're going to be talking to a man, Michael Markavich, facing 47 years in prison for peacefully protesting, all part of the new freedom. Paul in Tennessee, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Well, hello there, Alex. Thanks
hello.
For taking my call.
Thank you.
I don't know if I can speak relevant to your guest right now. I've been keeping notes since you started today and just made a
few points.
Well,
that's okay, sir. You're on the air now. What's on your mind?
Okay. Left and right. These are two wings of the same dirty bird. They're both totalitarian. They're both evil. We shouldn't support either one of them. If they tell you rain is wet, I wouldn't believe them. And that's what I have to say about left and right. Also, I listened to you on a micro FM here in Tennessee. And the owner of the station has, of course, been harassed a lot. And he had a friend who told him that the authorities keep a master file on every American citizen and that they were creating these files and that the programmers were lying to the computer and putting things in this master file that weren't even true. Now, he sent for his master file through the Freedom of Information Act. And among some of the things that were in that file was that he was a resident of the Bahamas. I mean, he had a business in the Bahamas, that he was a major drug dealer dealing $10 million worth of drugs per year. It's totally ridiculous, but
those are FBI files, that there is not a file on every single American. And again, for those that missed part of what you just said, because every time I get one of these calls, people get confused. Micro FM, and I don't agree with this term, but I use the term because semantically, then people know what we're talking about, is known as pirate radio.
That's what I normally call it.
Yeah, well, I don't like to call it that because that's not what it is.
Yeah,
the old term pirate comes from somebody with a 500,000-watt transmitter in a ship off the coast. These micros are like 50, 20 watts, 100 watts, a watt. They cover a few miles, serve the community, don't interfere with commercial stations. I think they're great. And they do get civilly harassed sometimes by the FCC. So your friend sent off for his master file, and it said that he was a drug dealer. Well, that's interesting, Paul. Thanks for the call. We've seen stuff like this before. In fact, we've gone for, say, a pro-gun rally or pro-property right rally. And you'll hear the cops on the radios going, yeah, that's the leader, Alex Jones, leader of Republic of Texas, terror group. This is like 5 years ago. Well, I'm not in the Republic of Texas. No members of the Republic of Texas were there. The Republic of Texas isn't a terror group, by the way. But the point is, it's just to demonize a group of pro-gun. Well, that one was a pro-land rights group. It's to marginalize. Somebody's reading off a file at headquarters, and you hear the cops being told this stuff that isn't true. And a lot of this demonization goes on. Any comments to what he was just saying, Michael?
Well, what's interesting is with the FBI and the files they keep, I came back from the DNC convention in Boston, and I was greeted with a card from the FBI through my door. They wanted to meet with me. They wanted to talk to me. They wanted to know what I'm up to. So I called them, and my attorney talked to them and said, I'm not going to meet with them. But I don't
think we've got activist Christians. We've got to go talk to them.
It's remarkable in the sense that, you know, here I am. Everything I do is pretty much in the open. There's nothing. I mean, it's not like anything that's not on my website. You're not going to find else. And here they come to our homes and want to meet with us. So I don't exactly know all the details of the files with the FBI and so on and so forth. But certainly, it's serious.
And local police need to know that. When you're given a file or told something, half the time it's just, it might as well say you're Bozo the Clown. That would be more accurate. Or that you're a pink elephant or maybe a flying pig or something. because it's just not, you know, it's sick. Mike in Arizona. Mike, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, hi. Mr. Markovich, I pronounce that right? Do you have the name of the judge and what court you're in?
Sure. It was the Philadelphia Municipal Court, and the judge's name is Judge William Austin Meehan, M-E-E-H-A-N.
M as in Mary?
Yes, M as in Mary, E-E-H-A-N.
Okay, and how about,
was the judge.
How about the prosecutor?
That was Charles Ehrlich, and I don't know how to spell his last name, Charles Ehrlich. He's the chief of the that unit.
Okay, can I hold on, Alex?
Yes, we'll talk about the Earl of Canterbury, Ehrlich, when we get back. Stay with us. This guest is just amazing.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Keep our guest, Michael Markovich, into the next hour, about 30 minutes. We appreciate him doing that so we can talk to Jim and Ken and Kevin and Ron and everybody else that's patiently holding on this December 20th, 2004, Monday edition. Before we go back to Michael and others, other thought criminals, folks, the globalists are losing control. That's why they're trying to squeeze so tight right now. That's why they're panicking, trying to restrict free speech across the board, regardless of what group you're affiliated with. But it's particularly bad against real Christian conservatives. That's the most persecuted group out there, clearly, from the track record I've seen. But it's expanding out for everyone to enjoy it as well. In fact, in Police State 3 Total Enslavement, I have the mainstream news articles and video clips where people that sue government officials for taking their land are arrested, charged, and convicted as terrorists. That's like 2 minutes of that two-hour, 44-minute film. My videos are so jam-packed. I mean, take Road to Tyranny. 3.5 minutes of that two-and-a-half-hour film. Well, the DVD's almost 3 hours. A few minutes shy of 3 hours. 3 or 4 minutes of that is FEMA in Kansas City saying all Christians are terrorists, the Founding Fathers are terrorists, Christians are enemies of the federal government. Then we have their training manuals and their documents where they're being teaching police this. Then we show police from their own squad car video cameras repeating the things from the manuals as they arrest unarmed women with no criminal record for their political affiliation. I mean, we show you the brainwashing, and then we show it to you in function. But just that little three-minute clip of the FEMA guy, and then it's about 15 minutes we spend on the whole thing total out of the entire film. Just to give you an idea of what's in these videos, you can watch all 11 of my films and a bunch of other, dozens of other videos that we posted at PrisonPlanet.tv, a bunch of other great videos, my weekly TV reports I do every week religiously, my best radio interviews, text reports, all of it at PrisonPlanet.tv. So easy to sign up, very inexpensive, and it's a great gift to give as well for Christmas. Hey, here's your passcode and username, PrisonPlanet.tv. Also, you can call toll-free to get any of my films. We've got discounts of DVDs and videos as low as $5.95 a piece. That's only going for a couple more days. So take advantage of it. Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order via the safe, secure online shopping cart or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Get my videos, make copies of them, get them out to people. They're unlocking minds. All right, going back to Mike in Arizona. Mike, you got about a minute and a half with our guest before this hour ends.
Yes, Mr. Markovich, has your attorney discussed the possibility of suing the judge and the prosecutor, for example, under the RICO, federal RICO statutes? It was only a couple years ago, as I recall, that the Philadelphia Municipal Court was charged under the RICO statutes, and they lost, and some of these corrupt judges were swept off the bench.
That's a good question. Right now, we're specifically dealing with the criminal aspect until we then, after that's done with, if we don't get convicted, we can file a federal suit and then possibly deal with what you just mentioned.
Well, let me bring something up here.
You may be able to trade some blood for justice here by getting these people into civil court, getting them served, serve notice on them. This intimidation business works two ways. And, we need to start bringing these people into federal court and making them responsible for craziness like this.
Mike, absolutely. I wanted to get your comment on that. I mean, this is hard for me to believe that these cases are popping up all over the country where people admittedly don't do anything wrong, don't even threaten anybody, and they're being charged with felonies. Stay there. We'll get your comment on the other side. More calls as well.